We are picking up on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are on the last full, it's the last half blot this, and then we have Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4. We are 5 lines down from the top of Lamed Beis of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. So Gemara says, "B'tisha b'av gufe mayim aftirin." What is it that we said that we again? The Gemara is going through right now what the different lanings that we do for the kriya and what the haftaros are that we do in different times of the year and different days of the year. So, but Tisha B'Av Gufei Ma'am Afshirin, what's the Haftorah that we read on Tisha B'Av? Amarav Eicha Haisalazona, we read, this is not talking about Megillas Eicha, there's another Haftorah that's called Eicha Haisalazona, and that's the Haftorah that we read. Mikroi Mai, and what's the laning that we do on Tisha B'Av? Tanya Acher Momrim Vim Lo Sishmuli, the one says that you read the from the Tochacha. Rav Nassim Rav Yosef Amar Arana Yonatsuni Amazed, that how long are the people going to be, Hashem was saying, how long are the people going to make me angry? V'yeshomrim Amasei La'edah Ra'azo, some say that it was talking about for the, that when Hashem was talking to the Meraglim. So that's the parsha that you read on Tisha B'Av. But what we halacha ma'aseh, what we do now on Rabbi, the Gemara says, "Hidna no ga'amal mikri kisol banim." That we talk about kisol banim, which again is talking about when the Bnei Yisrael, what's going to happen if the Bnei Yisrael would not be listening to what Hashem wants to do. And maftirin asof asifim, we read the haftar of asof asifim, which is done in the tune of Eicha. The next part of the Mishnah said, "B'mamados b'maaseh bereishis," said, and the mamados, they would read from the Ma'aseh Bereishis, they would read from Parshas Bereishis. So Manani Mili, how do we know that this was that you're supposed to be reading when they would have the Ma'amados again, which were the groups that would make that they would have cycling for who's going to be bringing the Karbanos? How do you know that you would be bringing from Ma'aseh Bereishis? So this Gemara is actually lifted from the Gemara in Tainis, which we will be doing hopefully Meretz Hashem starting next week. So it's word for word. Amar Rav Ami, Amalei Ma'amados, if it wouldn't be for the Ma'amados, Lonis Kamil Shemayim V'aretz, and the world would cease to exist. Shenemar, Im Lo Brisi Yomam V'Layla, Chuko Shemayim V'aretz Osamti, that if you don't keep my bris, if you wouldn't keep the covenant that Hashem says that I wanted to make with you, then I would not have made the heavens and the earth. Uksiv, and it also says, V'yomar Hashem Elokim Ameid HaKerishena, that Avram Avinu says to Hashem, how do I know that we're gonna be able to inherit the land? So what's it talking about? What's the dialogue that took place between Hashem and Avraham? Amar Avram Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avram Avinu said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, right now you want to make a covenant between us, between me and my children and you. What's going to happen if my children are going to sin before you? And you're going to do with them like you did to the Dor HaMagel and the Dor HaFlaga, that you're going to sit and you're going to destroy them. So he said, so Armelo Lav, Hashem said, no, I'm not going to do it. So Armelofanov, he said to him, it's almost like, it's not chutzpah, but like, you can't imagine saying this to Hashem, Rabbona Shalom, Bama Eda, how do I know that you're not going to do, how do I know that if my children sin, that you're not going to punish them? Like, which is like Hashem said, like, imagine you're having a conversation with Hashem, and you say, Hashem says, like if you had a voice that came down and spoke to you and says, and Hashem guarantees something's going to happen or it's not going to happen, and then you say, yeah, how do I know that? Like, what's the sign? But that's what Avraham Avinu said. He says, how do I know that like this is going to happen? So Hashem says, Amar Lo, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Kechali Eglam Ushulashas, he should bring for me the karbanos, that he would bring the karbanos that were going to be a kapara. If someone did an avera, they would bring a karban, and that's the way Hashem would forgive them for the sin that they did. So Hashem said that even if your children are going to sin, later on down the road, if they bring a carbon, everything's going to be good. So Amar Lefanav, so Avram said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Teinach Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. That's good that they could bring a carbon when the Beis HaMikdash is still around. Bezman Shebein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Amatei Alem. What's going to happen when the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be around, when the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed? They can't bring a carbon. So Amar Lo, so Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Kvar tikanti lahem seder b'korbanos. I already set up for them the kriya that we have, the parshios that we have that you read about in the Torah. So kol zman shekorim behen, ma'al ani alein ki makrim lefanai karbon, u'mochal ani yitzkalabon oseim. So any time that even if they couldn't bring a karbon, but as long as they're reading the parsh of the karbon, then I'm going to consider that as if they brought the karbon, and then I'm going to forgive them for any sins that they did, which, I don't know, like a lot of people don't say, they're not careful to say karbanos in the morning, but you see the power of saying the karbanos if you have time and you come there to show in the morning, if you have the time to say it, there's a lot, what?
The full?
Well, then it's whatever the sitter shows there, you know, it's just, well, no, at first I think they say like the carbon, a person should make sure to say the carbon tumid at least every day, but it doesn't hurt to say the other ones, you know, like, it's whichever carbon that they would have to bring. But if you're feeling particularly sinful, you know, you could read the parsha that relates to that carbon that you'd be doing.
Carbon credits.
What?
Carbon credits.
Yes. keep them stacked up and just like pull on when needed. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah said, "V'tainis brachos uklalos v'emav sikim uklalos." And on the Tanesim, they would read about the brachos and the klalos, but they wouldn't stop in the middle of them. They would read like the whole parsha as one. So Gemara asked, "Minani mili, how do we know that we don't sit and break up the partials that deal with the klalos?" Amrav Chia bar Gamda, Amrav Asi, the Amar Kra Musar Hashem b'ni altimas, that the musar that I'm going to give you shouldn't be discussing before you. And if a person's breaking up the, if you're reading the Tochacha, you're reading the Klalos, and you stop reading in the middle, it's as if you're showing to Hashem that I'm like not discussing, but you're afraid of what Hashem is going to be doing to you, and Hashem says you shouldn't stop doing that. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish says there's a different reason why you don't break it up. Lefisha ain't omrim bracha al apronis, because you're not supposed to make a bracha over punishment. So if let's say you would stop the klalos right in the middle of the parsha, and you call up the next person, he's going to sit and he's going to get his ali, he's going to make a bracha. So it sounds like you're making a bracha for the klalos you're going to be reading, so he says you're not supposed to be doing that. So what are you supposed to do? If you're not supposed to make a bracha on the klalos, the first guy that's getting called up, even if only one person's laning, he's reading klalos, so he's going to be making a bracha. So when it says, atana kashu maslo maslo b'pasuk shalafneyem, when you start reading, you should read it, start reading the pasuk from the pasuk. You start reading the klalos from the pasuk before, where it's not talking about the klalos. And then you also read one more pasuk after that. So a person, when he's making the bracha, is not doing it smack dab in the middle of the klalos, but he's doing before and he's finishing after. Amrabaye lo shana b'klalos shavataraz. He gives a different answer about not stopping in the middle. Lo shana b'klalos shavataraz konim. That's only talking about the klalos that are coming up that we're going to be laning in a couple of weeks. Bahar b'chukosai. It's a combined parsha this year. So in parshas b'chukosai, we have the tochacha. That's where we say that you're not supposed to be interrupting. Aval klalos shav mishnah Torah posik. But the klalos that are in parshas kisavo and sefer devarim, that you are able to interrupt in the middle. My time, what's the difference between the klalos that were said in parshas b'chukosai and the ones that are said later in parsha and sefer devarim and kisavo? And my answer is halal b'lash and rabim amuros, that the ones that are said in b'chukosai are said in a plural, they're said plurally. So therefore, a moshe m'piagvuram, and a moshe was saying that over from Hashem. So that, if someone's reading them, he's going to get very, he's going to get upset about it, because it was said, if it's in plural, it means it's including everyone in Klal Yisrael is going to be included in these klalos, and therefore a person can get very upset by them, and he's going to get very terrified by them. Those are the ones that we don't stop in the middle. But the ones in Devarim were said, there's not said plurally, but they're said in only in a singular language. Moshe said it from himself. So a person, when he's reading in Devarim, could say to himself, the klalos are not referring to, like everyone always thinks that the klalos are not referring to them. It's always the other guy that needs to do tshuva. He doesn't. But if a person is reading the klalos in Devarim, he's not going to get so worried about it, because he's going to say, it doesn't say that Hashem's going to do it to you in the plural. It says that he's referring to an individual. So it could be the person's going to think, okay, it refers to the other guy, it's not referring to me. And just a story to back this up, Levi Barbuti, Havakari Vekamagam Game, Kamed Ravuna Barure. So Levi Barbuti was reading the Tochacha that was later on in Parshas Kisavo and Devarim, and he was like stumbling on the words, and it was very shaky when he was reading it. So Amar Lo, Rav Huna said to him, Akanafshach, he says, you could do whatever you want. If you want to stop reading, you know, if it's too much for you, just stop reading, let someone else take over, it's not a problem. Why? Lo shanu ala klal shabataras kodim, because the only time we said that you're not able to, to stop in the middle is only talking about when it was in Vayikra, and say for Vayikra for Parshas B'chukosai. About Mishnah Torah Posek, but he says, you're reading from Parshas Kisavo and Devarim. He says, that's not a problem if you're getting nervous about it, so go ahead and stop, it's not going to be an issue. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Ezra Tikan Len Yisrael, Shiyukaran Klalos, Shibataras Kanim, Kodam Atzeres, that they would read the Klalos that we have in Vayikra before Shavuos. And we would read the klalos that were Mishnah Torah and Devarim. We would read that before Rosh Hashanah. My timing was the reason. I'm Rabbaye, V'itam Reish Lakish, K'day Shetich La'ashana V'kalosa, because we say that the year should be wrapped up with all of the curses that were going with it. So we say we just want to kind of like finish the year, the bad year, and then when the next year starting, you're starting afresh. You don't have any concept of any klalos coming in at all, even if it was a good year for you. But there were klalos that were around, so we say let's finish off the year. Let's wipe out all the klalos, then we're going to start fresh with the new year. So Gemara asked the question, now Bishlama, Shevanish Mishnah Torah. So Bishlama, the ones that we lain before Rosh Hashanah, So you can have that concept that we finish the year and all of the curses that are along with it. Why? Because it's right before Rosh Hashanah, the start of the new year. But when we're going to lane in a couple of weeks, we're going to lane Parshas Bichukosai, that's not Rosh Hashanah. There's no Rosh Hashanah there. So what's the wrapping up the year and it's all its curses that we lane Bichukosai before Shavuos comes? Well, Shavuos doesn't represent the start of the new year. So when it says in, it does start to represent it. Atzeres Naim Rosh Hashanah, he, it is the beginning of the year. For what? Itnan. Atzeres Halaperos Yilin, that the Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah for fruits. So the beginning of the year for fruits starts with Shavuos. So that's what we mean when we say that the year should be wrapped up with its curses. So for fruits, it would be, we say, therefore we lane Parshas Bichukosai before Shavuos, and we lane Parshas Kisava before Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Reb Shimon Alav Zomer, Im Yom Lecha Zekeinim Sisar V'Yilad Demenei. If let's say you have the older people are telling you that you should knock something down, and the younger people are saying that you should be building it. So you should Sisar V'Av Tivnei, you should knock it down and don't build it. Listen to the older people, not to the younger people. Mnei Stiras is Zekeinim Binyan, because when the old people tell you to knock something down, they're really talking about building, which we're going to explain. Vinyan in Arim Stira, and when the younger people are telling you to build something up, it's really knocking down. The similar dover, and how do we know this? Where do we see this played out? Rechavim ben Shlomo, that when Rechavim took over for Shlomo HaMelech, so Shlomo HaMelech had enacted taxes for the people. So the people didn't want to pay the taxes anymore. So Rechavim asked his older advisors, he says, what should I do? So they said, demolish it, stop the taxes, don't tax the people anymore, it's too much for them. And you know that's the way you're going to start off your kingdom without having this heavy tax. And then the younger advisors that were there said, no. You want to establish from day one that you're going to rule with an iron fist, so you should keep the taxes going. So what happened? He listened to the younger ones who were saying build, meaning enact the taxes, keep them going. And he didn't listen to elders who said that you should destroy it, you should knock it down. And what ended up happening is that the people rebelled against Rechavim, and then that we ended up having the split that took place between Malchus Beis Dov and Malchus Yisrael. That there was that for the rest of the time there was a split. Then that there were two kingdoms that there were in Klal Yisrael, which ended up leading to a civil war. So you see that by listening, if he would have listened to the elders who said to destroy, then he would have saved a lot of heartache for Klal Yisrael. So that's what Gemara is saying. Yeah, there's wisdom in the elders that you should listen to what they have to say. Okay, next tomorrow, Tan Rabbanan. Malkam Shemasikin, B'Shabbos Shachris, the place wherever you stop laning, right? We finished laning the parsha on Shabbos morning. Sham Karm B'Mincha, that's where you pick up, that's where you start laning when you come to Mincha that afternoon. You start laning from the next parsha where you had left off from the morning's parsha. B'Mincha, and wherever you finish laning by Mincha, Sham Karm B'Sheni, that's where you start laning on Monday. I mean, you could start reading from Sheni on Monday morning. And B'Sheni, and whatever you finished reading on Monday, Sham Karm B'Chamishi. So then that's where you'd start laning on Thursday, and so meaning you'd start reading from Shlishi on Thursday. And Sham Karm L'Shabbos Haba, and then wherever you left off on Thursday, that's where you'd pick up. You'd only read from Ravi to the end of the Parsha when Shabbos comes along. That's according to Divrei Amir, that's what Amir says, which is obviously we don't pasuk like that. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Malkam Shnafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Sham Karm B'Mincha V'Shen V'Chamishi. Wherever you finish off laning on Shabbos morning, then that's where you're going to start laning the following Parsha. You're going to do it by both Shabbos Mincha and Monday morning and Thursday morning. L'Shana Haba and L'Shabbos Haba, and also for the following Shabbos also, you're going to start doing it for the next Shabbos also. And that's what we do now also. Obviously, whatever we finish reading Shabbos morning, then we do the next Parsha. We always read Tosheni for Shabbos Mincha, Monday morning and Thursday morning, and then the following Shabbos, again, we start at the beginning of the Parsha. I'm Rab Zera, Halacha, Malkam, Shemavsikim, Shabbos, Shachris, Sham Karm, B'Mincha, B'Shen, B'Chamishi. That is Halacha, like we do the Shabbos Haban, also for the following Shabbos. So we're going to ask, Uleim, Halacha, Krab Yehuda. Why don't we just say that the Halacha is like Yehuda? Instead of saying that you're supposed to do, why well, just say like the Halacha is like Yehuda? Turning to Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the last Amud of the Masechta, where it says Mishum De'achvi Lehu, because there was confusion who said what, so we weren't sure if it was Rameir or Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Gemara says Allah is that you always do the same laning for Shabbos morning, for Shabbos afternoon, Monday morning, Thursday morning, and then you start again at the beginning of the parsha again for Shabbos morning. Okay, we will Amir Tzachem finish the Masechta tomorrow night.